The Battle Over God's Law, September 5. The works of his hands are verity and judgment, all his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. Satan is at work from beneath to stir up the hellish powers of his confederacy of evil against the just. He imbues human agencies with his own attributes. Evil angels united with evil men will put forth efforts to harass, persecute, and destroy. But the Lord God of Israel will not forsake those who trust in him. Amid the strengthening of infidelity and apostasy, amid the pretended illumination which is the blindest presumption and delusion, there will be a light from the sanctuary above shining upon God's people. The truth of God will triumph. The commandments of God will be trampled underfoot, as they were trampled upon by Satan in heaven. Unless God pours his converting power and grace upon the soul, there will be no attempt to oppose Satan, but men will be under his control, his willing captives. The enmity against Satan is put in man by God himself. God calls upon his people to occupy a distinct, decided position. The righteous fervor with which Christ denounced every abomination in our world, the unsullied purity, which made manifest the corruption of those that deceived the people by an appearance of sanctity, excited bitter hostility against him. Today the same attitude on the part of his people will call forth similar treatment. Every person will be arrayed under one of the two banners. The chosen and loyal will stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel, and all others under Satan's standard. All who are on Satan's side will unite with him in honoring the spurious Sabbath, thus paying homage to the man of sin, who has exalted himself above all that is called God and, who, has thought to change times and laws. They trample upon the laws of Jehovah and frame laws to compel all to worship the false Sabbath, the idol they have exalted. But the day of deliverance to God's people is not far distant. I wish that all could appreciate the wonderful working of God in behalf of man. For fallen angels there has been no atonement, but for fallen man a full and ample offering has been made to save to the uttermost all who shall come unto God by him. He will not turn away one repentant seeker. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, that humanity might reach humanity, and divinity lay hold upon divinity. To S. N. Haskell.